Hello, How I Work listener. My latest book, The Health Habit, is coming out on January 9, but you can pre-order it now wherever you buy books. If you're stuck in a cycle of unhealthy habits, then The Health Habit will help you design a personalized, science-backed plan to change your habits for good. My name is Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm an organizational psychologist and the founder of behavior change consultancy Inventium. And this is How I Work, a show about how to help you get so much more out of the hours in your day. For the next few weeks, I'm sharing a few extracts from my new book, The Health Habit, on How I Work. Today's extract is all about how the order in which you eat your food can make a big difference to your health. When eating a meal, I am someone who applies the save the best for last philosophy. It makes me think I would have aced the marshmallow test because I'm quite talented at delaying gratification when it comes to what I eat. If I am given a plate of steamed broccoli, pan-fried snapper and rice, I will always eat the broccoli first. It turns out that there is science behind my accidental eating philosophy. We're always focused on what to eat, says Jesse Inchauspe, biochemist and author of The Glucose Revolution. But how about how to eat? It turns out a meal can have a very different impact on your glucose depending on the order in which its constituents are eaten. Several studies have been conducted into the order in which we eat the various elements of a meal and the corresponding effect on blood glucose levels. Research published in Clinical Nutrition looked at a typical Asian meal of vegetables, protein, like a chicken breast, and carbohydrate in the form of white rice, not too dissimilar to a typical meal in my own household. 16 healthy adults were invited into the lab to eat 5 different meals. All contained the same number of calories but differed in the sequence of when vegetables, protein, and carbohydrates were consumed. Blood glucose levels were taken after each meal. The meal order that resulted in the lowest blood glucose spike was from first eating the vegetables, followed by the chicken, and then finally the rice. In contrast, the largest spike was caused by having rice first, and then meat and vegetables. Research published in the Journal of the American Nutrition Association reviewed 11 different studies that had all investigated whether the order in which we eat our food influences our blood glucose response. The researchers found consistent evidence that eating your carbs last will help lower your blood glucose response to the meal. Inchauspe sums up the research by saying that the best order to maintain stable blood glucose levels is vegetables first, proteins and fats second, starches and sugars last. In a meal consisting of chicken, bread, green beans and an apple, this means green beans first, chicken second, bread third and apple last. Eating your food in this order reduces the glucose spike by up to 75%, and with it diminishes the side effects. You will feel fuller and more energized. Obviously, this won't always be possible. If you're eating a meal like spaghetti bolognese, it might be tricky to separate the meat chunks from the sauce and then the sauce from the pasta. Not to mention, you'll look completely neurotic to your dining companions. But wherever possible, see if you can eat things in the recommended order. Your body, not to mention your energy, weight, mood, and of course blood glucose levels, will thank you. Put it into action. 1. Eat your vegetables first wherever possible. 2. Then eat the protein and or fats. 3. Finally, eat the carbs. 4. As a bonus tip, don't eat carbs on their own, such as a big bowl of chips or a thick slice of sourdough. Not only will they be sad and lonely, but they typically won't fill you up and can spike your blood glucose levels without having some protein and fat to hang out with. Always pair carbs with vegetables and protein and ideally some healthy fats such as olive oil, avocado, nuts or seeds. If you found today's episode useful, then I guarantee you will love my new book, The Health Habit. Search for The Health Habit wherever you get your books and pre-order your copy today. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me by listening to How I Work. If you're keen for more tips on how to work better, connect with me via LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm very easy to find. Just search for Amantha Imber. How I Work was recorded on the traditional land of the Wurundjeri people, part of the Kulin Nation. I am so grateful for being able to work and live on this beautiful land, and I want to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. How I Work is produced by Inventium with production support from Dead Set Studios. And thank you to Martin Imba, who did the audio mix and makes everything sound better than it would have otherwise.